The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
Filattiera, the fortified village and the Malaspina Castle, a history of power in Lunigiana. Today's small village at the foot of the Tuscan-Emilian Apennines, with its stone walls, high towers and quiet streets, was once the ancient stronghold of the Malaspina dello Spino Fiorito, the most important marquis family of the Lunigiana in the Middle Ages. In fact, the territory of Filattiera is inextricably linked to the vicissitudes of the Malaspina, powerful feudal lords who dominated the Val di Magra for centuries and left an indelible mark on its history through their political choices and controversial family affairs. The origin of the great feud of the Spino Fiorito dates back to 1221, when, after a dynastic division between the cousins Corrado and Opizino Malaspina, the latter gained control of the territories on the left bank of the river Magra and set up his headquarters in Filattiera, thanks to its strategic position for controlling the road network. The family coat of arms still bears a thorn tree, the blackberry symbol of the family, accompanied by small white flowers. This coat of arms is one of the most widespread symbols in Val di Magra, with many variations linked to the numerous feudal branches of the family. Opizino Malaspina's descendants were able to maintain control of Filattiera for several centuries, despite fragmentation and numerous political difficulties, which sometimes led to dramatic events. According to sources, in 1513, the Marquis Bernabò Malaspina was condemned to death by the Sforza family for his ambiguous political choices and his betrayal of Milanese rule. The Marquis of Filattiera was captured and taken to Voghera, where he was publicly quartered. Despite this tragic episode and the subsequent cession of rights to Cosimo II of Tuscany, the Malaspina family maintained its honours and privileges until the death of the last male descendant, which marked the end of a long era in 1787. The presence of the Malaspina family also changed the face of the ancient medieval village, so that walking through the characteristic alleys, arches, portals, and ancient signs, it is still possible to discover traces of the history and transformations that have marked its identity. Over the centuries, the village has developed round a regular urban layout, with streets laid out in a network around three main axes. Its strategic position on the San Giorgio Hill, which dominates the upper Magra Valley, was protected by two imposing castles. The oldest is the castle of San Giorgio to the south, which dates back to the Este period and is mentioned in 1029. A tower and a small deconsecrated church dedicated to San Giorgio still stand on the site of this vast fortress. Archaeological excavations have revealed the origins and development of the imposing fortress, dominated by a quadrangular tower built between the 11th and 12th centuries, with excellent quality masonry and elevated access, which for centuries was garrisoned by men-at-arms placed to guard and defend the hill. Next to the tower, the church of Romanesque origin still preserves the important epigraph of Leodegar, a precious testimony of the Longobard era. This enigmatic inscription, which has attracted the attention of numerous scholars over the last two centuries, tells of the life and deeds of a mysterious figure who died in Filattiera in 752 AD, and who was active in the work of Christianizing the Lunigiana during the difficult centuries of the early Middle Ages. The identity of this fascinating figure, renamed Leodegar, is still shrouded in mystery. It was precisely with the arrival of the Malaspina family that a new fortress was built on the opposite side of the hill, with a defensive function, but also as a noble residence adapted to the needs of the lords of Filattiera. In the 18th and 19th centuries, the castle underwent numerous changes, transforming it into an elegant palace. A plan of the castle, dating from 1782, still shows traces of the towers, a fortified gate connected to the town walls, and a chapel, which no longer exists. Restored in new medieval style, the castle passed into the hands of the Buglia family and still preserves large vaulted rooms and an elegant garden. Fortifications, churches, and ancient inscriptions are just some of the symbols of a power that has been inextricably linked for centuries to the Malaspina family and its decisive role in the development, defense, and government of these lands. A precious heritage that is one of the characteristics of the entire Lunigiana.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric, Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.